Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglio along with Jeff Nowak and Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes. At 7:20, we'll have Debbie DeNova on talking to us about fitness and health tips, everything, and try to keep you living longer. You know, one of the things, Jeff, we were talking about was, and I'm interested to see this, is that last year the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were the only team in the NFL that averaged over 300 yards passing a game. Okay, that's Bruce Arians' risk it for the biscuit. That's him all over. And I think it got to the point where Brady was like, hey, man, we can run the football. Well, why are we just throwing it all the time?
Right.
And I'm interested this year how the Bucs handle it on offense, where I think they're going to be running the football more than what you saw a year ago. Because, again, you've got some guys up front that are pretty good along that offensive line. Your running game is there. And to take some of the pressure off of Brady. And I think the Saints saw that Arians was not going to move away from that risk it for the biscuit. He wasn't going to do it. And I think Brady was, you know what, I got enough of this. Now, come on. We got to run the football more. We got to have better balance. And we just can't rely on throwing the football all the time. And the Bucs offensively, because I know they're going to be stout on defense. That front seven is really good. And they got a couple pieces in the secondary that are good. But, man, they got beat up last year. But that front seven is awfully good. How much more do they run the football to protect Brady from having to make all those throws and really in the best statistical year he's ever had?
Well, look at it this way. Tom Brady threw the ball 719 times last season.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most in his career by far. I'm going through this list. I'm trying to find. I think the second most he's ever thrown was 637 back in 2012. You know, going back farther than most current quarterbacks' careers have been around. And he was already in the league for a decade at that point. He threw for the most yards in his career, 5316. That was only the second time in his career that he's thrown for over 5,000 yards in a season. At age, what, 93? Like, he's not, as much as we want to joke that he's a cyborg, he's not actually a robot. He is a human, or so they tell me. And there is a point where you have to at least, you know, take that into account in a 17-game season. Hey, maybe if we want to win another Super Bowl, we should make sure that our, what is he actually, 43? Is that the number? Yeah, our 44-year-old quarterback gets to the playoffs with an arm that isn't, you know, jello. And, you know, I think when you're looking at Bruce Arians not being a head coach there anymore, I think that's probably a safe
bet. The one thing with that is Todd's not going to, you know, Todd's a defensive-oriented coach. He's going to lean on Brady for that. And they have Byron Leftwich back. You know, again, you know, Byron's a guy that connects very well with Tom. And so I think that's going to be interesting. He can't throw the football 700 times.
No.
Again, that's not going to work. And yet, look how close they came. Had the Rams not hit those two long plays deep to Cooper Kupp, that game's going to overtime. And in overtime, did you really think maybe at that point, you know, the Rams were going to win that game? Because I said, man, if this game goes in overtime, the Bucs got all the momentum riding with them after, you know, falling behind, you know, pretty good. And then, man, it was one fumble after another fumble. And it's like they were giving them opportunities to get back into the game. And Brady took full advantage of it. We were just taking a look over our shoulder and watching Holmgren. for Oklahoma City.
Chet. Big boy Chet.
And man, Chet. Again, it's just a summer league and all, but to watch that stroke from a seven-footer, man, he's got a pretty shot. Again, the physicality part, he'll never have that, but his length and his ability to shoot is really interesting.
Well, to me, it's the shooting is one thing. The ball handling is another thing. I mean, he handles the ball like a
6'3"
right.
guard.
And it's just not normal. And he can get to the rim from the three-point line in about two strides. You know, it's Giannis has that skill set where he can get downhill and he can bully you over. He's never had the shot. And so this is a different type of player where, you know, he can facilitate, and he's so tall that he can see over everybody.
Yeah, and on defense, okay, he's not bumping guys around, but you shoot that ball around him, yeah, with that type of length and jumping ability, he's going to knock a lot of balls away from the rim. But, man, just to watch him shoot for a seven-footer, you know, people are comparing him to Dirk Nowitzki and stuff like that. And that's a little bit – that's a big mountain.
He hit the little fadeaway yesterday.
At that point. But, man, he's impressive to watch shooting the basketball, because you rarely see a guy that can do it at that level.
You can't defend it. I mean, he doesn't see
you.
Well,
he ain't blocking his shot,
that's
for sure.
He doesn't see you. He has no idea you're there. There's nothing you can do. He's looking at the rim, and he misses. It's just because he missed. It's the same deal with Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times, too, is we get kind of caught up in generational. A center supposed to look like this, and a forward supposed to look like this. Now, he brings it to another level in that the game has changed of shooting from the outside, and if that seven-foot guy can shoot it like he can, man, it's going to be interesting with him with Oklahoma City, because that stroke he got is sweet. I mean, that's how you would teach somebody how to shoot a basketball, just the way he throws it up. It's really, really nice to watch him throw one up, and see that from a seven-foot guy. It's just remarkable. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. Debbie DeNova will be joining us shortly and talking about health tips keeping you living longer right after this break here on the Big 870.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTeglia along with Jeff Nowak. on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text line. We have Debbie DeNova. Debbie was on with us a couple weeks back, did a great job in talking a lot about foods and kind of changing your diet, water consumption, that sort of thing. We went through a bevy of different foods that helps you out on that. Debbie, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Debbie, before we get too far into this, and we didn't get to talk about it the last time, but you have some longevity secrets that you can share with us. And one of the things I'm interested in, because I went through it myself with my mom, as people get older, they sort of cocoon themselves. They know more people, but you have people that you know, but some of them have passed away. And so you have less friends. And so you feel like home is where I'm going to stay. And that's a bad thing for people to just stay in. And I think we're seeing it also, Deb, with younger people today, that they don't want to leave the house, you know, and that's not good for us from a long-term mental health and also physical health part.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Mike. And actually, last time we talked a lot about exercise and diet, and those are very important components to longevity among the blue zones, which are those areas of high level of centenarians, people who live over the age of 100. We see a lot of people who are, eating less and they're moving their bodies naturally. But some of the arguably the most important components, the most important commonalities have to do with mental and emotional stuff. And this speaks to your point about loneliness. Ironically, we're all connected, right? We're connected by our phones. We're digitally connected. But we are facing probably one of the number one public health enemies of our time, and it's loneliness. And, some research out of John Capaccio talks about how it's a greater predictor of earlier death than smoking a pack of cigarettes a day or even obesity. It's a huge problem. And, we really need to be talking about it because we as human beings are actually designed to connect to other human beings. So, go ahead.
So, with that all said, how do you convince someone once they get a certain age and they have it in their heads, hey, listen, I don't want to leave the house. Yeah, I want to stay here. Now, you can come visit, but I don't want to leave. And I think that's the most difficult part in dealing it with, if it's friends or parents or, relatives, to get them that understand they have to leave. You got to have some discomfort in your life. And part of that is, I think, leaving your house when there is some loneliness. To have somebody take you. If it's to a store, go out shopping, whatever, maybe go walk a little bit. And to get them just sort of started with it, and I think that leads to long-term betterment of their health mentally and physically.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you have someone in your life who's older, it's really important to explain the importance of connecting to other people. This literally kills people. Loneliness literally kills people. And the problem is that, all of us from the time that we're children, we're all trying to kind of connect between these two needs of wanting to connect to other human beings and have the security and safety, and also to be independent and to push away. And as we get older, it can become very comfortable to push away into independence without recognizing how it's deteriorating your physical health and your mental health. So it's important to know that in these blue zones where people are living over 100 years old, and they're living well, by the way, they're cognitively there. You hardly ever see any of these diseases that we see in the United States. They have strong, healthy social networks. And we need to know that the people that we surround ourselves with are really important. Are they people that we truly connect to? Do we truly belong to these communities? Because that's an important thing to know. We are contagious as human beings. We're contagious to the third degree. So that means that if you have an impact on your daughter, for example, your daughter is having an impact on her friend, and her friend is having an impact on her mom. So you're influencing people that you've never, ever met before. It's important to note that when we surround ourselves by unhealthy relationships, first of all, we can actually deteriorate our health faster. But when we surround ourselves by healthy people, there's a protective effect to it. So we know that through studying all these people who are living to 100 plus years and doing it well, that these communities are prioritizing their families. So if you have a family member who's older and they want to kind of isolate because it just is easier for them, it's important that we sort of take a stand and say, okay, no, we're going to connect you to people and watch how they come to life. Watch how it feeds them emotionally and also physically. In these communities, people are prioritizing their families in such a way that while we retire our older people and kind of push them off to the side, they actually step into a greater level of reverence in these communities. And they never actually stop working. They just switch jobs. So if the job that they were doing when they were younger was a little too difficult for them to do as they get older, they just switch jobs. But they continue to have a sense of purpose in the community. And so I think that if you know someone, even if it's not, maybe there's an older person in your life who doesn't have a lot of family to take a stand for them. If you love somebody in your life who's older and sort of pocketing themselves off, then it's important that you take a stand on their behalf. Just having just a connection once a week with a group of people or even just one person that they can feel safe, seen, and in a satisfying way, it can have a protective effect on their lives. It can increase their sense of well-being, and it can help them to live longer.
Debbie, kind of changing tack here a little bit. First off, I do want to say the term momolosopher I have never heard before, but I am a big fan of it.
You learn all kind of words from Debbie.
I am a big fan of it.
You learn all kind of stuff from her.
Absolutely.
But, you know, so one of the things that I struggle with personally, and I'm a little younger, but, you know, especially during the pandemic, when everyone started working from home, I started working from home, you know, mm-hmm. I think leading an increasingly sedentary lifestyle becomes an issue when you're not getting outside, you're not doing as much. You know, it's obviously things are coming back now, but I think those habits are tough to break. And I'm curious, what would your advice be to people who, for instance, like me, who has just sat on a radio show for 4 hours and not moved? You know, how do you kind of incorporate, you know, movement and fitness into your lifestyle when it's not part of your daily routine?
Absolutely. So it's important that you take at least if you're at a desk all day long and you're sitting, just know that this is an incredible health risk as well. And so it's important that you take concerted breaks, like the concerted effort to take breaks during your day where you're moving your body. And by the way, when we study these blue zones, it's not necessarily that you have to do extreme exercise. In some of these communities, they are. They're lifting weights, which we know impacts something called sarcopenia, which is a loss of muscle that we experience as we age. Okay, it contributes to the aging process. And when we lift weights, we're reversing time, basically, in our bodies by lifting weights. But just natural movement is what the blue zones were experiencing. So, you know, for example, in we talked about this last time. We were talking about how in Sardinia there are a great number of sheep herders. They're just moving their bodies throughout the day. A lot of cyclists, just a lot of people walking on foot. So, you know, it doesn't take much, Jeff. You can basically get up at every 25 minutes is what the research shows. Move your body naturally. So that means that you can do a few squats in your office. You can take a walk around the block a couple of times and then come back and sit, and it'll make a tremendous difference, not only to your health, but to your ability to focus as well.
Debbie, I'm thinking about that and people that have been around me. If somebody will call me, I will walk with the phone. You know, It's not a long area, but I'll walk kind of like bread and butter, so to speak. You know, it's almost like, you know, the tiger in the cage. I'll walk back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I don't even realize it. Okay. Yeah. You don't, you know, it's almost like, okay, it's something between the ears that makes you do that. But, you know, I can't sit still with the phone in my ear. It doesn't work. And so, but it's not a long walk, but it's up and down, up and down, up and down with it. So I thought about that immediately when you brought it up. Oh, a lot of people have asked about people carrying weight in the midsection. And we all know that that is a huge health risk. And, you know, it might not be that, you know, you big in the legs or in the upper chest, but you carrying it in the midsection. And so I've had some people ask, okay, what's the thing to try to get that off? They've tried diets, exercise, that sort of thing. I think a lot of times exercise is the fact that you regulating a muscle that's kind of, you know, kind of wrapped around the fat around it. You know, so you're not doing a heck of a lot of good with that. But for belly fat and for carrying weight in the midsection, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so the visceral fat around your belly is actually much more dangerous fat. It actually puts you at a greater risk for all sorts of disease, heart disease, cancer. And so it's really important that this be addressed. But I want to let you know that weight training actually does help you with burning off fat, because the more lean body mass that you create in your body, the more you become a fat burning machine, even when you're sitting around watching TV. So even though if you're only doing weight training, to your point, there's a lot of fat visually covering the gains that you're making, you're actually still building lean body mass. And that actually contributes to, like I said, that actually helps you with sarcopenia, right? It offsets that loss of muscle that you experience as you age, which puts you at a greater risk for injury and also just early aging, the aging process. But you also are creating a fat-burning effect within your body. If you combine that with cardio and also eating properly, and we touched on that last time, want to make sure that you're eating, well, at least in these blue zones, they're eating about 95% plant-based, right? Try to stay as unprocessed with your food as possible, basically closest to nature. You want to eat to about 80% full, so you don't want to eat until you're completely full. And you definitely want to manage your stress. So that's one thing that a lot of people don't think about when they think about belly fat. But belly fat can actually be driven by your stressful lifestyle. And so in a lot of these blue zones, and all of the blue zones, in fact, they had concerted ways for them to downshift. So they would work less and basically slow down in a concerted way. Actually, Loma Linda, California, which is the blue zone that's in California, there's a higher concentration of seven-day Adventists. And they take a 24-hour break every week to focus only on family, friends, and faith. So basically downshift completely, let the day complete. So they're decompressing, right? They're decompressing on one day of the week. In other areas, they're meditating. There's a happy hour in Sardinia, right? And again, just as a reminder that there's drinking across the blue zones, but we're talking about maybe 3/4 of a cup of wine, a glass of wine for women. No more than 2 glasses of red wine for men, has a protective effect with the resveratrol, but you don't want to overdo it. But happy hour was a part of downshifting in a lot of these communities, a little bit of alcohol, but basically something to help you reduce your stress. We were not designed to go all the way and be full on stress, all the time in our lives. And that's understandably because of all of the stresses that we have in our world right now, how a lot of people are living. So you want to make sure that you're managing your stress, lift some weight, move your body. We talked about Dave Sinclair saying that in all the mammal studies, they found that the mammals who were living the longest had these short stints of huffing and puffing, right? So you're basically tricking your body into believing that you're being chased by that tiger. So you have that rejuvenation effect, right? And all of those things, basically, you're just going back to nature. You're going back to the way that you were designed to move, you were designed to eat well. You were designed to live a low-stress lifestyle and really only ever be in a high-stress state if there really is an emergency, like if you are really being chased by a tiger. So it's important that we remember all of these things in order to keep our weight down, but also just to keep ourselves healthy.
Debbie, a flip of the pancake is the way some people are built, stress has them lose weight.
Yeah.
So as much as we talk about it can actually put weight, keep weight on you. The stress part, I've been around some people that, man, extremely stressed and they can't keep weight on because yeah. I think your body sort of does some strange things with stress. And yes, it can keep your weight on, but it also can take it off.
Yeah, and it's important to note, too, that we all have different body types, right? Like right. I can eat a whole lot of food and I'm probably not going to look overweight. I can be, you know, skinny fat. So if you take my body fat, I might have a higher percentage than I need to be carrying for my body. But whether you're gaining weight or you're not gaining weight, you living in a high stress state all the time is going to wear your body down. We were not designed for it. It's just like stress is an important component of living as human beings. We need it, but it doesn't need to be on all the time. We weren't designed for that. And so, you know, it's the same thing as inflammation. You know, you get a cut, And your body will go into healing it. You'll have an inflammation around the cut. It's doing what it's supposed to do. If you have a cold, it's going to help you take it down. The inflammation is a good thing. If you live in chronic inflammation, however, that actually can be detrimental to your health and do the opposite. And it's the same with stress.
Deb, I know you're not part of the sports world, so to speak, but it's like watching a young coach take over, and he's 39 years old. And, you know, the stress of being a head coach and a lot of pressures on you from a lot of different angles. Mm-hmm. And then look at him at 50 and 11 years. It's almost like watching a young president come in. Okay, I'm 45 years old. And then take a look at him at 55.
Yeah.
He's not this, it doesn't look the same. And how that has tremendous stress on you. And I think sometimes we all have stress different ways. I'll tell you this, I got great respect for you, but to being a single mom, raising kids, that, and you know, and you trying to make sure that those kids are taken care of, they fed, and that communication's there with you and everything else, man, that's as stressful a job as anything you could imagine, being a single mom and having kids to take care of.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And so if you're in a situation where you find yourself in, whether you're a coach or a single mom, or if there's just something happening in your life right now that is causing you a high level of stress, it's even more important that you get good quality sleep, which we talked about last time, right? Making sure that you have that rest and recovery time, that you downshift on a regular basis, whether it's even 5 minutes of meditation. Studies have shown can be beneficial to calming you down, helping you to regulate your nervous system, and then making sure that you have those strong bonds around you, people who you truly connect with. And this brings us to that experience of belonging, that you have a community to belong to. You know, author Brené Brown talks about the difference between belonging and fitting in, because a lot of us will feel like, well, they're synonymous, right? Fitting in with a group is the same thing as belonging, but they're actually polar opposites. When you're talking about fitting in, you're editing yourself, kind of talking about what should I say, what should I do, how should I be, what should I wear in order to be accepted in a certain group. Whereas belonging, true belonging, is actually showing up in who you truly are and allowing those people who are not for you to leave so that you can have a true sense of belonging with your community. It's so important. You know, a lot of people are going to say, well, I'm surrounded by people. I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of family. And yet they still have this experience of being lonely, right?
Yep, that's correct. And the reason
that's true is because if you don't have a good high quality relationship with the people around you, if you don't feel safe, if you don't still feel seen in a satisfying way, then you will create an experience of loneliness for you. And at some point in time, something's going to give. And usually it's around that midlife crisis time, right? Like mid-30s.
That's right.
Brené Brown says that it's like the universe comes down and grabs you by the shoulders and says, I'm not effing around anymore. You're halfway to dead. It's time basically to step into your truest self. And that's when you see people sort of throwing off the shackles, all the things that don't really work for them, and actually stepping into their truest experience of life. Do that now. And that way, yeah, you're going to lose some people, and a lot of people will criticize you. But when you do that, you'll actually be signaling to the people who are actually for you. And the beautiful thing about the digital age is then you can connect to people all around the world, possibly, who are actually for you.
Deb, we got to take a break, and we'll have you back. And I've got a couple more questions for you. But one of the things is, I see people now, you talk about going through that midlife crisis, they got two different personalities. They almost are playing a part for themselves. There's the real one, and then there's almost the actor or actress part of it. They create another image of themselves. Now, they don't see it, but you see it. So, Deb, stay where you're at. You can answer that as soon as we come back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Jeff Nowak, and on our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, Debbie DeNova, talking about health tips. And Deb, I brought it up before we went to break about, and you brought up sort of that midlife crisis, and almost seeing the kind of the two sides of Eve, so to speak, where, you know, there's the individual and then there's the one that's playing like the individual. And sometimes I think they don't know the difference.
That's true. And here's the thing is that, you know, stepping out of our roles from the very beginning can be very, very scary. We are, belonging is actually a survival need. And John Capaccio says that it's actually like, you know, we have hunger whenever our body is signaling that we need food. And we have water, you know, we have thirst whenever our body is signaling needs water. We have pain whenever we have damage to the tissue. And loneliness signals to us that we need social connection. So here's the issue, is that whenever we step out, whether it's midlife crisis or sometimes in our teenage years, when we step out into an experience of wanting to belong to ourselves first, it can be so scary. If you've got a community that relies on you to be a specific way, you can be, to your point, playing one part with your community and then stepping out and playing a different part. And that's on purpose. I mean, think about how scary giving a speech is, right? You're standing, even if you're giving a beneficial speech to very friendly people, standing up in front of a community actually makes you feel as though you might actually die. It's a survival thing. We don't want to be abandoned. We don't want to be rejected. We don't want to be left in the wilderness. And that's basically what our nervous system is asking us not to do, right? So never underestimate how challenging it can be to actually belong to yourself, to actually become true to yourself, to express who you truly are. It can create a divide sometimes for some people. And you have to, like, basically show your nervous system that it is safe to go into this new experience of who you are, to stand in who you are. And unfortunately, if you don't set yourself up with a community or at least one person who can actually hold space for you to do that, oftentimes what happens is you do experience rejection, you experience negative feedback, and it drives you back into the experience of fitting in versus belonging, which is, again, very, very unhealthy.
Jeff?
And I'm curious how you feel in terms of social media playing into that, because I feel like in the last decade, the last two decades, it's really been a...
Deb, I just got I got less than a few minutes, so you're going to have to do this one quick, because that could take you a couple of hours.
It's obviously a
social media stuff. Great.
And, you know, as someone, I personally have a lot of social anxiety when I'm in large settings, and the social media aspect of it, it makes it feel like everyone is friends with everybody else and you are not part of that group, and it's very intimidating. And I'm curious how you've seen that kind of play out in kind of your practical experience.
And Deb, it's funny.
Yeah.
I'm just the opposite. I feel more comfortable in a bigger setting with more people than if it's sort of a one-on-one. And it's funny how, you know, we all sort of built a little bit differently about certain things. But while Jeff is uncomfortable in that, I feel more comfortable with that.
Yes, I completely agree with you. And Jeff, here's the thing, is that whether we're talking about face-to-face interactions or social media, you want to create an experience that you can step into in a genuine and authentic way. You don't want to be abandoning yourself in any of these interactions. So what a lot of people will do is they'll play the game on social media of showing all their highlight reels, because there's that thing called, you know, Facebook envy. You're looking at everyone else's highlight reels. You're comparing it to all of the junk in your real life, right? And so you want to make sure that while you don't want to air out your dirty laundry to the public, you want to make sure that however you show up is authentic to you. And the great thing about Facebook is that you can sort of edit out people who are not for you, that if you don't like their stuff, you can actually unfriend them or unfollow them, right? And create an experience where you have a community that is supportive of you. And if it's not a good platform for you to connect to people, just don't do it. You don't have to play in social media, right? If you want to, you can. But if it's not a good experience for you, I say back out of it if it's not actually adding to you in terms of social connection, because we've got enough challenges as it is as human beings, especially this day and age, and connecting to people. So the experience, the actual experience of you connecting to other human beings is more important than any sort of display that we're putting out. And social media is really good for that.
Deb, real quick, it'll be the last question. The isometric exercises, someone has texted in about that. Your feelings on that?
Yeah, so I use isometric exercises to work on core muscles. So basically all the muscles in the trunk of the body, right? So we really want to make sure that we are creating strength in those, especially because a lot of us are sitting, like Jeff was saying. A lot of us are sitting in our cars. We have We're sitting at our offices. We're doing a lot of sitting. And you don't see the number of back issues that we experience here in the United States in these third world countries where they're actually using their bodies the way they're designed to move, right? So you see a lot of people who are sitting all day long and even people who work out in the gym, but they don't maybe work out in the planes of motion where you tip forward and you rotate, for example. So somebody can be really big and muscular and then, you know, go out and drop a pencil, pick it up and throw out their back. So isometric exercises like planks can be really powerful in creating strength through the trunk so that you are more functional in day-to-day life. So, I use them. I highly recommend them.
Debbie, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it. You always do a fantastic job and always interesting insights on, again, for us. None of us want to get old, but we want to live long. So that's the tricky U-turn in that part of it. But you do a fantastic job, and can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Debbie DeNova does a fantastic job on health tips to keep you living longer. And also, we didn't get into it as much as the first time about eating habits and drinking habits. Consumption of water, and she's big on the beets. So we had a couple people ask about beets. Yeah, she's big on that also. So we'll be back to finish it up here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. We're finishing up here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long running the board for us tonight. And we're talking about Brady. And some guy writes this deal about, man, Brady might throw the football 800 times this year. How about that, Jeff? They beat you 700.
the premise of that text is basically like, do you really think Tom Brady came out of retirement to hand the ball to a running back? And my response to that is, he wants to win a Super Bowl.
And he don't care how he wins it.
Right.
He doesn't care. And that was the big thing with the Patriots that were really underrated, that when they needed to and had to, they could run the football. And when they won the Super Bowl, they ran the football. Last year, Bruce was like, hey, throw it. Risk it for the biscuit. Let's do it. And that's not winning football. You got to have some balance. And you got to be able to run the football when you need to
Or throw it to the back. I mean, this is a guy who threw to James White, 18 times in a Super Bowl? Like, this, he wants to throw the ball to the running backs. He doesn't want to have to air it out every time. You know, he's a guy who made his career around finding guys short and getting yards after catch.
Yeah, because you basically sort of using that short pass like an extended handoff. And I'm interested to see this year with Matt Stafford with a healthy Cam Akers. Because one thing Cam can do really good, he can catch your football real well coming out the backfield. He's not the biggest back around. So, you limited that. You can't, come on, run him up the middle 20 times. But I do believe that is a big part of Brady understanding this game. That, come on, I can't be throwing a football at 44 years old 750 times. That's not going to work for us. I want to win, and part of that winning is to be able to run the football better.
Yeah, I still can't quite wrap my head around why Tom Brady is still playing football. Is he just bored? Like, does he have nothing better to do? Like, why come back? That's what I don't understand.
Well, you know, I talked to Bobby about it. One of the things is, he said, Mike, the hardest thing was to walk away from the game. And he said, physically, I couldn't do it anymore. But Brady wasn't hurt. You know, he walked away from the game when he had a little busted lip against the Rams. But, you know, he walked out of there sort of clean. And that rarely happens in his business. That rarely happens. Normally, you have a major injury that you really suffering with and you can't play anymore. And we saw it with Peyton Manning with the shoulder. And, you know, and all the surgeries he had to try to fix that nerve issue and everything else with the shoulder where he couldn't throw the football anymore. Bob said, you know, his last year, 25 yards, that was it. But he said, I knew it. Coach knew it, but nobody else, you know, sort of did. And so but with Brady, man, you know, his ability to still throw the deep ball at his
age is remarkable.
At his age, you can like him or don't like him. You got to give him credit. But I think it's the competitiveness of the man. And I've heard it from so many former players. There's nothing like that locker room. You can get another job, and you know, and jobs pay okay. Some pay okay. Some pay really well. There's nothing like that camaraderie. And it's hard to walk away from that if that's all you've ever done.
I also feel like there is some cachet in winning and going out on top. And it's like when you're a guy like Tom Brady, you've done everything else. That's like the one thing you haven't done is retire as a champion. And he could have done that after age 42 season. He chose not to. He chose to come back. And to me, I think that's what do you think are the only things Tom Brady can't say about his career? Well, I didn't win and ride off into the sunset. And for a guy who thinks he has a chance to do that, I mean, maybe that is enough to bring you back for one more year.
And I think about Michael Jordan at the end and just an unbelievable career. And then he signs with the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, that's bizarre. That will always,
you know, and you don't remember that much, but man, it's, you think about, that's not what you remember Jordan about. That's not, I grew up, I watched Johnny Unitas as a kid. He was the greatest passer of that era. I don't remember him with the San Diego Chargers. You know, that was just a blink of the eye. So I think, man, winning is paramount. Jeff, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow along with Charlie. Thanks for listening to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL.
Who dat?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.